Hi. I want to say good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you are in the globe. But today is actually the 13th of April, 2024, and this is really just a wrap up from the news from ZP for this week. So this is the sort of ZP blog and podcast, and we just like to kind of do a quick wrap up on things that have happened or things that are about to happen at ZP. So we have set up a series of webinars, and I think at ZP we've got a couple of things going on these days. There's point of care, point of need diagnostics. You take a sample, you put it on a sensor, you get a result. And there's also wearables, which tends to be more kind of continuous measurement. The biggest wearable on the market today is glucose monitoring, CGM, continuous glucose monitoring. So ZP, we've have had a long history of CGM. Now, the reason I bring up that distinction is because, yes, I just said we are going to have a series of webinars, and we've realized now that we're going to split these webinars because there's a group of people who are interested in point of care, point of need, and there are another group of people who are interested in wearables. If you're thinking about doing a startup and you're thinking about doing a tech startup, I would definitely advise you to go for point of need rather than wearable. Wearable is, I've said it before, but I'll say it again. It's basically 10 times harder than trying to do a point of care device. Obviously, there's lots of nuances and if and but statement or if statements in that, but wearables is tough. And if you want to get something to market much quicker, then I would honestly suggest doing point of care or point of need testing. At ZP, we do say to people, look, if you're going to do point of care, we possibly, if we're working with you, get you to market within 2 years. Wearables are very hard to make that statement. And then we'd have to get into the nuances. Are you doing wellness rather than actual medical type applications? That said, we are doing a specific webinar on wearables on the 8th of May. And we do, with all our webinars, we always do one in the morning, one in the afternoon. It's basically about maximizing inclusivity because people in different parts of the globe can then attend. Some other news from ZP this week as well is it's interesting actually because I think we're. To be fair, we're very interested in the measuring the sort of state of health of people, but I think we're also kind of interested in the actual environment as well. Now, how well people are and how well the environment are, I think these two things are are actually correlated. So you can be quite interested in measuring, let's say, glucose in diabetics, but you can also be interested in measuring nitrate and phosphates in water. So we are doing a particular webinar, let's say, on environmental monitoring for the water and agricultural type applications. There again, it's the same. At ZP, we're all about really sensor to cloud. We measure something, we need electronics to do that, we need the sensor itself, we need the electronics, we obviously need smartphone applications, and we get the data to the cloud. So at ZP, it is actually all about, as I say, sort of measuring something and sending that data to the cloud, and that there's applications for that, and it could be health and it could also be environmental as well. We have all the time improving our technology stack, so we've actually of recent miniaturized our electronics for doing continuous monitoring. So if you look at a continuous glucose monitor from Abbott, it's very small these days. They're on their sort of, I think they're on their generation 3 product. And at ZP, we're similarly also shrinking down our electronics as well. So we do have now a nice new platform for people interested in doing wearable applications. There's another side to ZP as well, which is we do support academia quite strongly and startups as well. And we have a really good set of screen printed electrodes. Screen printed electrodes at ZP probably sort of form the heart of what we do. We build upon those. Screen printed electrodes become biosensors. Biosensors need electronics. Electronics need apps to actually help run them. Apps can pick up data and send it to the cloud. There's all this stack of technologies, but when you sort of peel it all back, in the end, you find an electrode. And one of the ways we make an electrode is actually through screen printing. And so at ZP, we do have some really good gold electrodes, and we've recently helping clients by essentially delivering these gold electrodes to those clients. But then when those clients then run into problems, we're also very good at supporting it as well. I would honestly say that we're one of the best knowledgeable and practically experienced companies in the world at this moment when it comes to practical electrochemical and practical analytical electrochemistry, including the use of screen printed electrodes. Something that we're super interested in is because we think there are plenty of people in this world who want to design and manufacture screen printed electrodes. And if they actually do it in a certain way and follow a certain number of guide rules, they can actually design to our platform. So we did put some rules out there this week about if you make your screen printed electrode or your electrode system, if the length of it is 26.3 millimeters and the width of it is 7.2 millimeters and the thickness of the material that you use is 0.3 millimeters, and you make your electrical connectors have a pitch of 2.54 millimeters, then... and you put those electrodes in a certain order of the reference, the working counter, we absolutely can connect to them at ZP on our Sensi All platform. So we're very interested in embracing people who are interested in designing to our Sensi All platform. And I think we're supportive of that. I think, I'll say it later on as well, but ZP, we do understand that we are part of an ecosystem. There is no company that can do this alone. And so we kind of see ourselves as really bringing data to the clouds, but I really want to empower as many entrepreneurs to do something with that data once it's actually in the cloud. And so at ZP, this sort of Sensi All is one of our technology stacks, and it means something. We do want to Sensi All. We realize, how ridiculous that statement is, but at least it's an aim. And when we have Sensi All, we'll have to bring that data to the cloud. But then you're going to need thousands of companies actually to interpret the nuances of data and to serve it up to real people in this real world, in this physical world of ours, who can actually use it and do, and then everyone adds value to it eventually. And eventually, it impacts the environment, it impacts the health, it impacts food production, for example. Now, don't forget that we do a deep dive into technologies at least every Thursday, where we do our ZP developer zones. We will have our deep ZP developer zone on the 18th of April. So if you've got questions from electrochemistry through to screen printed electrodes through to biosensors, don't hesitate to reach out to us there. Now, my co-founder, a guy called Evan Zimmer, will actually be in the Bay Area on the 24th and 27th of April. There are plenty of technology hubs around the world, but you still can't deny that Silicon Valley is one of the key technology hubs in the world. It may even be the technology hub in the world. Now, technology in Silicon Valley, it tends to be silicon. There's a lot of electronics traditionally. These days, there's actually a lot of, tech. I mean, you've got, Google there. Obviously, you've got Facebook there. eBay, not so let's say technology these days, but you do have a lot of well-funded either startups or now mature companies. I can think the Salesforce is in San Francisco as well, so there's plenty of tech in the Bay Area, and Evan will be out there on the 24th to the 27th of April. So we are setting up a series of meetings, because historically ZP has always been strong in the US, and in particular in California. Personally, I was there for 6 years as part of that. Just FYI, we are doing part of a webinar this week on the 17th of April, where we will be presenting at Future Blood Networks. And it's a good one for us, because actually at ZP, we generally think that we can rapidly help people get to market with blood tests, and there is a collaboration in the UK called Future Blood Testing Network, and ZP is kind of supports that network. I did say it earlier on, and now I'll sort of say it a bit more, that at ZP we do have a technology stack. We call it Sensi All. It's sort of sensors to API. API is application program interface. And therefore, we can then, through what's called an API, we can be part of the API ecosystem. The companies of the future are all going to be part of this API ecosystem. Literally, Twitter, Facebook, I say Twitter, I realize it's called X now, Google, Apple, they're all integrated and services are integrated using API. So ZP, we also understand that we're going to be part of, or we are part of this API technology around the globe. And then just finally, if you've got any sort of questions from ZP, we do have a whole series of webinars coming up. We do have weekly webinars. We do have a big contact us button on the website. So if you've got any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to us. But I do think, you know, it does drill down to at ZP, we're super interested in sensing things, getting that data to the cloud and enabling other people then to use that data in their businesses or serve it up to the end users so the end users can make, you know, informed decisions. But it's all about rapid testing or rapid continuous testing in terms of point of care or wearables. So any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. Okay, thanks very much.